And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 26th of July 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just northeast of Iceland, 990, expected East Iceland, 995 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. West to southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south at Sierra. Showers, good. 40s. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and south. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. West to southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later and 4th, showers, good. Dogger, cyclonic becoming northwest, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northeast Fisher, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in west, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. Southwesterly, 3 to 5 and southeast Thames, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery later in west, good, occasionally moderate. Dover. Southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland. West to southwest, veering northwest later. 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth. West or northwest, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest, 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle in north, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic later in far southeast Trafalgar, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, fair, good. North Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later in northwest, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul. Northwesterly, backing southerly later in west, 3 to 5, drizzle at first, rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Lundy. Drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon. Northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in Bailey and later in Rockall and Malin. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in north. Showers, fog patches in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. West by south 3, 9 miles, 1015, steady. Stornoway. Southwest by south 3, recent rain, 27 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lerwick. Southwest 4, 12 miles, 1010, steady. Wick Automatic, west-southwest 4, 15 miles, 1012, now falling. Aberdeen, west 2, 11 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, 15 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Boomer, west-northwest 1, more than 38 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1016, rising slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 4, 2 miles, 1,019. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, west, 3, 1,019, steady. Jersey, west by north, 3, 5 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Channel light vessel, automatic, southwest by west, 3, 2 miles, 1,020. Scilly, automatic, west-northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west-southwest, 3, 15 miles, 1,019, now falling. Aberporth, southwest, 3, 14 miles, 1,018, steady. Valley, south-southwest, 1, fog, 1,200 metres, 1,018, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west by south, 3, 1,017, falling slowly. Valentia, west-northwest, 2, 8 miles, 1,020, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest, 1, 16 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Mallon Head, southwest, 4, 13 miles, 1,016, steady. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west, 2, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A weak ridge of high pressure in the southwest will give a generally light to moderate westerly or northwesterly flow across the British Isles, along with a few showers, but also some longer spells of rain for northwestern coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in east. Showers, rain later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time later in north. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, then showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4 until later in south. Otherwise, variable 2 to 4. Fair, then showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later in west. 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in east. Showers for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest, then veering northwest later. 3 to 5. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time in east. 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west, and also later in east. Occasional drizzle or showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Bristol Channel. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable becoming west or northwest, backing southwest for a time later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, then showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Fair later, good. Occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 or 4. Mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4 becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4 becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Showers, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. For myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Sydney and Punta del Este. Coming up on the programme, Wall Street ends another week at record highs, stock valuations are way in excess of expectations, and the cost of borrowing's coming down too. But are euphoric markets entering bubble territory? Also today, as Washington eases sanctions on those arming the Myanmar government, is it also changing its policy on the regime? China is seeing empty kindergartens as the number of children there drops dramatically. How to complete the building of a 140-year-old cathedral building project? And is a golf course the best place to do politics or business? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. A former US Special Forces colonel who was hired by the US and Israeli-backed group distributing food in Gaza has told the BBC he's never witnessed such indiscriminate brutality against civilians. Anthony Aguilar worked alongside the Israeli military and American contractors at sites run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. He told the BBC he resigned after witnessing desperate crowds being attacked with mortar rounds and tank fire.
In my entire career, have I never witnessed the level of brutality and use of indiscriminate and unnecessary force against a civilian population, an unarmed, starving population. I've never witnessed that in all of the places I've been deployed to war until I was in Gaza at the hands of the IDF and US contractors.
Israel and the GHF continue to insist their forces have not targeted civilians. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is facing growing pressure to recognise Palestinian statehood. 221 MPs have signed a cross-party letter urging him to grant recognition at a UN conference next week. Sir Keir said any recognition of statehood must await a ceasefire.
Alongside our closest allies, I am working on a pathway to peace in the region, focused on the practical solutions that will make a real difference to the lives of those who are suffering in this war. Recognition of a Palestinian state has to be one of those steps, but it must be part of a wider plan which ultimately results in a two-state solution and lasting security for Palestinians and Israelis.
He added that Britain would do everything possible to airdrop aid into Gaza and to evacuate Palestinian children requiring urgent medical assistance. Cambodia's ambassador to the United Nations says his country wants an immediate and unconditional ceasefire with Thailand after 2 days of deadly cross-border clashes.